Behemo, shlei the rotzen. You want the milk that comes out of an animal. Without that, it should also be machshir. It should also have a shei machshir shlei rotzen. Shedam agaf fetor. A behema is less than an isha, than a man. Because by a behema, if the dam comes out of a cut, the dam of that machshir kabel tumah. Its dam doesn't have a shei machshir. So that's the chomer's raya that chol of isha is more chomer than behema. Omalhen, Rav Kiva answered back still, machmer ani becholov. Still, I want to be more machmir by cholov of a behemah mi b'dam. I'll tell you, even though when the dam comes out of a behemah, it's not machshir kabel tumah, it doesn't have a shem machshir, but the milk that comes out of a behemah is always machshir, always has a shem nichusa, and the machshir is mekabel tumah, or it's machshir other things to mekabel tumah. What's Rav Kiva's raya? Because dam by cholov, it's mochamer shacholov the refuah. If somebody shacholov the refuah. If somebody milks the cow, almanas for a fool of the cow, that means the cow has too much milk in it, it's getting sick. So if you squeeze out the milk, almanas for a fool of the behemon, it's tummy. So you see, das for a fool is also called benichusam, and the milk is machshel kabutuma. Vashenken vahamek is the refuah. If somebody gives a cut to the animal to let out its blood for the refuah of the animal, so the animal should feel healthy, is tor. So you see that milk is more chomer than dam is. By dam, no matter what purpose you take the dam out of the animal, even for refuah, still it's not mekabel tumah, it's not machsh lekabel tumah. Mashenkein the milk, when it comes out of the animal, even without pure das to drink it, you just have das to take it out for the refuah of the animal, also it's machsh lekabel tumah. So you see, milk is more chomer than dam. So melo Rabbi Kiva adas kabel chomer. If the milk of an isha is machsh lekabel tumah, whether we have das to take it out, whether we don't have das to take it out, so avada behemah's milk should be machshir kabel tumah, whether it came out b'das or shalei b'rotzen, without das. Omru loy chom se batim kiva no. Salei zeitzim v'yanovim yochichoy. I'll bring your raya from the locha of baskets of zeitzim of olives and of grapes, yochichoy. For they are proof to you that it's different, that the milk of an animal is not machshir kabel tumah. What's the raya? Shahamashkin ha yoitzin mayhem lerotzoin to me. If you squeeze out the olives, or you squeeze out the grapes, the daf, to get the juice, so that juice of avad is called a mashke, it's called like water, and it's machshel kabel tumah. And whether it's makabel tumah, it's both. Yeah, about shalel lerotzoin to you. But the water, that the juice that comes out, shalei l'rotzen, it means you didn't have das to squeeze out the grapes. Just by itself, it got squashed and the juice came out. That's not machshir lekabel tumah. So that's what the Braisa says. That even zeitzim v'yanovim, only l'rotzen is it machshir lekabel tumah, but shalei l'rotzen it's too. Now the Gemara's medayik, my love l'rotzen, what does it mean it got squashed l'rotzen? That means the nichale. That means you're happy with the fact that got squashed, that you want the grape juice. You want the juice to come out of the grapes now. Shalei l'rotzen, what does shalei l'rotzen mean? Bistam, just means bistam, minastam. Or you don't have das that it should come out, you don't have das that shouldn't come out. Just by itself, you had a pile of grapes in the basket, and by itself, the weight of the grapes started to press down and made the grapes run, the juice came out, even though it came out with stam das, still we say it's Torah. You see, if something comes out with stam, it's not cool like wenichale. It's not cool. We want that juice to come out. So I say, the more saying now, Oma zeisim v'yanovim divnei schiten inu maduch grapes and olives that they're oimed to be squeezed out. Yeah, it's oimed to get oil and to get wine. Still, we say shalei l'rotzen v'loy klum that if it came out shalei l'rotzen, that means it came out with stam das. It's not machshir lekabel tumah. Means it's not called yenichalei with it. Or bezoi tusim v'rimoinim. The lav b'nei schitininu. Is that what we want? That what we wanted to say before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he said that if you buy tusim v'rimoinim with stam das is also called yenichalei with the mashke. See, that's the kasha. So tusim v'rimoinim. The lav b'nei schitininu. Tusim v'rimoinim. That means pomegranates and berries. They're not oimed b'davka for the juice. I mean, some people use it. For eating it, it's like 50-50. So le kol shechein, shouldn't there be a kol shechein that a stam is not called benichusa? That the juice comes out when a stam is not called yonicha with the juice. So who are them before Reb Yehuda? If you bought the pomegranates with Stam Das, we shouldn't say you're nicha with the juice to come out. Just like we're saying here, if the juice came out by itself, it's not called the Bailam is nicha with that juice. Therefore, it's not machshel kabel tumah. So Zot Rashi, Shalei l'rotzein b'stama, uktoni tohirim, and still it says it's tohir, v'loi choshev mashke, even though it's the juice of zeitzim v'yanovim, it's not considered mashke. Now, if Reb Yehuda come, aloha, if Reb Yehuda is saying this, kashya, so it's a stir in Reb Yehuda. Before we want to say when Reb Yehuda holds, if you buy the peiros stam, it's considered yanicha with the mashke, and here we're saying it's not considered yanicha with the mashke. The Rabbonin Kamri Elamai, this is the Rabbonin Shita now, is the Hura Kol Shechein Torah Reb Yehuda. Avadit should be Torah according to Reb Yehuda. To Hamidi de Rabbonin Mashku, something that according to Rabbonin is called a Mashku, Reb Yehuda Lav Mashku, according to Reb Yehuda is not called a Mashku. Of the Kol Shechein Midi Avadin Avadim, to the Rabbonin Lav Mashku, it's not called a Mashku according to Rabbonin. Avad according to Reb Yehuda is not called a Mashku. That we say what you wanted for the Jews to come out. Still, stam is not called yinichalei. So vada by tusim remind him stam should not be called nichalei. Right. So that's the Gemara's kasha, and for the Gemara, no, I'll take it from shat. Loi l'rot soin b'stam. Is that what the Braisa says? L'koshkin. Yeah, I mean loi, and that's not shat. What is the Pshat in the Braisa? L'rotzen. When we say Yenicha with the juice to come out of it is Machshir, that's Bestoma. That means in a case, Tam case. Shleu L'rotzen. What's the case of the juice comes out of the Tusim V'rimoinim, comes out of the Zeisim V'yanovim, comes out of the olives and the grapes? What's called Shleu L'rotzen? That's Tavka de Goli Adaite. He tells us specifically, the Omar L'nicha Le. He says, Klo, I do not want the juice that comes out. No, it's no kasha in Reb Yehuda. That this Braisa says when the juice comes out of the grape, shaloi l'rotzen, it's not mach l'kabel tumah. Here, shaloi l'rotzen means you're saying beferish you do not want it. You do not have any das for it. Ma'ashenkin, when the juice comes out, stam, like you didn't have beferish of das, yes, you didn't say no, you didn't say yes. Minastam is also called yenicha with the mashke. Smell is good, Reb Yehuda before. He holds if you buy tusim v'rimoinim stam, we also say yenicha with the mashke. Therefore, if the juice comes out on Shabbos, it's also to have anor from the also to drink the juice. So the more of Yiboye Seima, no, you don't have to say here, Shalei L'rotzen means bestoma. The Yiboye Seima, the Shani, Sali, Zeisim, V'yanovim, Kivun, the Le'ibut, Kaima, that Salim here means baskets, that the juice just sips out of it and goes onto the floor, it goes Le'ibut. Some of our baskets are high, like our basket has holes in the basket. It's a woven basket that has holes all over it. So the juice starts to drip, where's it go? On the floor. So Shani Salis Zaysam Yanovim Kivan Dala Ibut Kaima, since it's Oima to be lost. Mikora Afkure Mafkalu. Before also you mafka these juice and you have no das to use it. That's why here, even if you have a stam in the basket, here we say Minastam, you have no nichusa, you're not nichu with it. That's because here it's getting lost, the juice. But in a case where you buy peristam, it could be about a nicha with the juice, and when the juice comes out, that's why Yehuda said before, they're not allowed to use the juice on Shabbos. Shashmi boy, you say, Shani Zaitzim Vianovim, Vidavka Noket Salim. Therefore, Davka says here, biscuits. Shamashke Hanoitiv Mem, the juice that drips out of them, Noifalorix falls on the ground. Boilach Libut and goes Libut. Hilkach Stomala Nichle. Therefore, we say, Minastam, you're not nicha with the juice. And Afkure Mafke, Luhu Mashke. Avul Shar Kalim, Ashenkin Ode Kalim, a good glass. Afilu Tusim Vimayim, I tell you, even pomegranates and some berries. Emeloch Stomala Mashke. When you buy them stam, we say stam das is you want to use it for the mashke. Therefore, it's good Reb Yehuda. But if you brought home the tusim v'rimoinim stam, and on Shabbos the juice comes out, we say you're not allowed to drink that juice, because it's considered like you're nicha with the juice, and we're afraid maybe you go ahead and squeeze out more peiros to get out more juice on Shabbos. So the more vayta. The more ashkichon, Reb Yehuda demoide l'rabbonim. You said in Mechila that there is a case where Yehuda is moided to the Rabbanan Shita, that even if you bought the peiros lachila, still when the juice comes out on Shabbos, you can't drink it. Where's the case? B'zeitzim v'yanovim. If you have olives or grapes, since roiv pomim is oimit for the juice to come out, so even if you bought it for the das of eating it, but if on Shabbos it gets squashed and the juice comes out, we're afraid you'll zicha be nicha with the juice, and you come to squeeze out more. of a Rabbonin de Moedile the Rabbi Yehuda v'sha peris minolin. Where do you have a raya to the third part of the shayla? That the Rabbonin al Moed to Rabbi Yehuda v'sha peris. That means not tusim v'moinim, not a category of pomegranates and berries, but a category of less fruit. That's not oimid b'chlau like to squeeze out the juice. So in that case, you're telling me the Rabbonin al Moed to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you bought the peris home stam like an apple, if you bought an apple home stam, you bought it home to eat it, so Rabbon Mamoydeh, if on Shabbos the juice comes out of it, you're allowed to drink the juice. You're allowed to drink the juice. Because since the B'chal is not able to squash out to get the juice, so we're not afraid that the juice comes out on Shabbos, that you come to do it on Shabbos. We know, how do we know this? That the Rabbonin, even though in the Mishnah they say stam, anytime the juice comes out of the peris, you can't drink the juice on Shabbos, we're saying no. That's only talking about either Zeisim V'yanovim or else Tusim V'rimayim. Ma'ashen Ken Shah Peris, even though you bought it, Ma'ashen Ken Shah Peris, the Rabbanon don't always say you can't drink the juice. It depends. If you bought it for Achila, you are allowed to drink the juice. Heis Minolon. How do we know this? The Ma'ad Tanya, I'll bring you right. We learned, Soichtin V'pagoyim, you're allowed to squeeze plum.